الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله إذا أحب عبدا ابتلاه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable, respectable elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, being the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the month in which Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was born, it's befitting to speak about the legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are many, many different angles that one can speak about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are many different aspects to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was someone who was beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our salvation and our success lies in following his way and trying to emulate him and be like him in every aspect of our life. And when we say in every aspect of our life, we mean in every single facet and aspect of our life, we want to be like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narration that I mentioned a few moments ago, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his servant, then he will test him. We know that this coincides with the verses of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fact that every single person is going to be tested. حَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. And also, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us in the Quran that he is going to test us. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as further explanation, explains to us that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his servant, then he will test him. And we know that tests come in different forms, in different ways. Sometimes it's a loss of wealth, sometimes it's a loss of health, sometimes it's a loss of something else. But a test can also be in the form of blessings, an abundance of wealth, abundance of health. Many a time we have free time. This is also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's a test. Generally, when we think about tests, then we think about those aspects of our life whereby one has to be patient and have forbearance in making sure that he doesn't say anything or do anything that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the same token, when a person has a blessing, then the same ruling and definition applies, that a person shouldn't, as a form of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shouldn't displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and exercise patience and forbearance for this test of the blessing that he has, by making sure that he doesn't do anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something to understand and think about in relation to the fact that we are here in this world, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his servant, then he will test him. Connecting this with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that before even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered this world, he lost his father. His father passed away before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. And when he was born, he was an orphan. His father, Abdullah, had left this world. Such a huge test. As soon as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into this world, he was met with a test. And then, at the age of 6, he lost his mother on the way back from Medina Munawwara. They went on a journey, and on the way back, she left this world, and he was only 6 years old. So both parents lost by the age of 6. So many a time, when we think of those around us who may have lost their parents, whose parents have gone, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam lost both his parents in infancy, before the age of 6. And then his grandfather who looked after him. And then, after this, his grandfather leaves this world when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is around 8 years old. And then his uncle looks after him and he grows up. And not only that, even when he was in the infancy, and the custom of the Arabs was to send the children to the Bedouins to the desert and to the villages for suckling and for drinking milk from another woman, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wasn't wanted by anybody. It was Halima Sa'diyah radiyallahu ta'ala anha who had the honor of hosting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we know the stories whereby so much blessing came into her house because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam coming into her house. So there were these tests as well. But if we go further into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was someone who was looked up to and venerated and respected within the Quraysh. But as soon as he, at the age of 40, proclaimed the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and invited individuals to believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people turned against him. His whole tribe turned against him. The majority of his tribe turned against him. They started to abuse him, rebuke him. This was a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was strong, had the strength from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he persevered to the extent that when he left for Ta'if and he went to give da'wah to those individuals in Ta'if, he was pelted with stones, and we know the story. We know the story, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam persevered, and he was rahmatul lil alameen, whereby he forgave and he didn't take any retribution at that moment in time, even though he was fully justified and would be completely understandable if he was to say to the angel that, yes, make the two mountains come together on the tribe of Banu Thaqif, but he forgave them. And he had this mercy within him, and he was rahmatul lil alameen. For me and you, there is a lesson here that we have many times where we will go through life, where we will have disagreements, and we won't see eye to eye with individuals. But do we have the foresight and the ability to forgive? Do we have, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do we have the ability to show the mercy and forgive the individual who is on the other side? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, despite receiving physical abuse whereby he is bleeding profusely, he forgave the individuals in Ta'if. And then he returns back, and then he is exiled by his own family, his own tribe. The Quraysh turn against him to the extent that they want to assassinate him and murder him. Al-iyadhu billah. So this was the test that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went through. And then he has to leave the place. And those individuals that were with him as well, the Sahaba, his companions, they also had to go through the test as well. So in terms of the migration, the first and second migration to Abyssinia, to Ethiopia, a whole group of individuals had to leave Makkah Mukarramah, their homeland, their birthplace, because they believed and they supported Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this was a test that was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they persevered. So any test in which a person becomes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a blessing as well. Why? Because the person is turning and he is becoming closer to his creator. So he has the ability to form a bond and a relationship with his creator. So there are those individuals who have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. They understand it's not just lip service. They know the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they have experienced the sifat and the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within their life, who are known as arifin, those who recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some of those individuals are the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say that there's, for a human being, there's no such thing as sabr. There's only shukr. There's no such thing as being patient. It's all gratefulness. Why? Because in every condition that you are in as a believer, in every condition that you are in, you can potentially be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you have the foresight and the ability and the maturity. And this again is the way that you do shukr, and the way that you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will depend on the individual. But every single state that you're in, there is some khair in it. This is why one of the masnoon dua is, Allahumma inni as'aluka min al khayri kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi. That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask you for khair. Khair is goodness. Khair meaning goodness which will come quickly and which will be delayed as well. We don't ask, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us wealth. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this particular dua. We are asking for khair, because sometimes even wealth may not be khair. It's possible that a person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite wisdom knows when it's khair and when it's not khair. So a person could become a millionaire, and that could result in him becoming an individual who turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who becomes disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why another dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ghinan yutghini. That, oh Allah, I seek your refuge from that wealth which makes me disobedient. Such a powerful dua. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's khair for us, for every single one of us. And this is why we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khair. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. So goodness and khair is something which is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then leaves Makkah Mukarramah and he goes to Medina Munawwara. Again, he doesn't have a home in Medina Munawwara. The first thing he does is establish the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even before he establishes his own house, his own place of residence, he establishes a place which, in which Muslims and the Ummah can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bearing in mind that in Makkah Mukarramah, there wasn't the ability to openly in congregation worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a congregation, as a whole Ummah together. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the arrangements for the Ummah in Medina Munawwara to be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the first thing that he does. The huge lesson for us is, despite the test, before that he establishes the masjid in Masjid Quba, and then in Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Nabawi. So two masajid are established within a few days of each other. Again, the lesson is for us as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that despite how difficult our challenge is, despite how hard it may seem, we can never ever forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew this. He epitomized it. He showed it in his actions. It was an example for us. So many a times we will go through a test, and unfortunately, due to a lack of maturity and knowledge, we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We become despondent. Why me? Why is this test coming on me? What have I done wrong? So it's the way and the perspective that changes our actions. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout his life, faced many, many challenges, many, many tests. But every single time, he would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single time, he would be someone who would beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strengthen that bond. And as the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as those individuals who claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we also at times of challenges, times of difficulty, times of tests, we need to exercise the same patience that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exercised. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. And we know, and there is enough within our tradition and the corpus of the Quran, And the ahadith, which indicates to us and tells us and helps us cope. So we know that فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. That we know with every difficulty there is going to be ease. After every difficulty there is ease. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this to us so that we can ponder and think that if we are going through some hardship right now, if we are going through some loss, some difficulty, how do we get through it? We know that tomorrow is going to be easier. The day after is going to be easier. 1 month down the line is going to be easier. And we know how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is an example for us. So whatever challenge we are going through, if we study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be able to relate to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost all of his children, except for Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, who passed away a little while after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his daughters, they were adults when they left this world. And he buried them. And his son, they were young, in the infancy. So again, such a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those of us that have children, we can only imagine the grief, the difficulty that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through. And it connects with the narration that إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا إِبْتَلَاهُ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his servant, he tests him. And this is the way that we can acquire the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can acquire the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ultimately Jannah. Because this is our aim, that how do we acquire the love and the mahabbah and the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us, first and foremost, we don't ask for tests, we ask for afiyah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyah. But when tests do come our way, and we know that it's an inevitability living in the world, that we exercise patience, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't become despondent, and ultimately, through this, it'll be a means of us gaining reward. It'll be us becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we learn from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We relate to him. We understand who he was. And we look through his life. And we try to bring every single aspect of his life into our life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله اللهم رب
Or is I requested just to come forward? There's a lot of gaps. So if you can just make the sufuf quickly, so we can start the salah on time as well. Jazakallah. So if you can just stand up and just be mindful of the individuals that are performing salah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي اصطفى نبينا واجتبى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا رسول الله صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد فأوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله قال جل في علاه إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون أيها المؤمنون في ذكرى مولد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نقف وقفة متدبر لسيرته متأمل في القرآن الكريم لعظيم مكانته فقد خصص الله تعالى سورا ندرك من خلالها محبته لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم وتكريمه ومنزلته عنده سبحانه وتقديره ومن ذلك سورة الضحى التي نزلت بعد سورة الفجر إيذانا بتتابع نور الهدى وامتداده أقسم فيها سبحانه لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم بوقتين ونفى عنه شيئين وأثبت له أمرين وذكره فيها بثلاث نعم وزوده فيها بثلاث وصايا فخاطب نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم مقسما بالنهار إذا أشرق إشارة إلى وضوح هذا الدين ويسره وبالليل إذا سكن دلالة على ما يحمله هذا الدين من السكينة والطمأنينة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى أي ما تركناك منذ اخترناك وأحببناك فأنت إلينا حبيب ومنا قريب فتأملوا في عموم قوله تعالى وما قلى أي ما قلاك ولا قلى أحدا من أصحابك ولا ممن أحبك إلى يوم القيامة فاستبشروا يا من تحبون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بهذا الوعد الإلهي الكريم والعطاء الرباني العظيم عباد الله يقول الله تعالى لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم في سورة الضحى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى يعني عطاؤنا لك فيها أتم وأوفى وأعظم وأرضى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى فطب نفسا يا رسول الله ما تركناك وأنت يتيم أتظن أن نتركك وأنت نبي كريم ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى فقد خصك بالعناية القصوى والنعم الكبرى فدلك على معرفته واختارك رسولا إلى خلقه وأمينا على وحيه وأنزل الله عليك الكتاب والحكمة وعلمك ما لم تكن تعلم وكان فضل الله عليك عظيما أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ما من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير، وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين، وانصر عبادك الموحدين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، خصوصا في فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم يا الله، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم انصرهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله.
الله أكبر، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى، وذكر اسم ربه فصلى،
بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. Yeah, I know.